America Weekend.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. Time for this week's edition of On the Mark with Mark Leonard. This week, Mark is talking about the film Leviathan.
There have been a number of films called Leviathan over the years. One was a poorly reviewed horror sci-fi from 1989. Another is a 2012 documentary about the North American fishing industry. But the focus of today's review is a Russian language epic that fell to Poland's Ida in the contest for best foreign language film at this past Academy Awards ceremony. Now, chances are I like Ida just a little bit better, and you may remember me raving about it right here not all that long ago. However, Leviathan proves to have been a very worthy competitor. With gorgeous cinematography and the employment of biblical inspirations, the film focuses on the attempt of one man to keep his modest seaside home for his second wife and young son. Meanwhile, a corrupt mayor is attempting to seize the land for business purposes, and the man hires an old army buddy as his lawyer. Before long, the man suffers the plights of the Bible's Job as his simple life rapidly crumbles away. Leviathan was the 2015 Golden Globe winner for Best Foreign Language Film, and while I won't attempt to pronounce the various Russian names, the acting is uniformly excellent, and the direction is top-notch. Ed, back over to you.
Thanks, Mark, and as always, don't forget to check out Mark's great website, all his long-form reviews. It's at reviewedbymarkleonard.wordpress.com, and as always, Mark will be back next week. Do you ever want to quit your job? We all have. Well, I haven't, but you probably have, right? Why? Really? There are jobs that people quit more than others. Certain types of jobs, certain industries. I wonder why. Some jobs are known for being sought after. These coveted positions are often difficult to obtain. Workers stay for long periods of time. The turnover rate is low, and some top talent swarms around the companies that offer these jobs. Therefore, the competition for a limited number of positions is fierce. Other jobs are the complete opposite. They're stressful. Workers in these jobs feel undervalued, and if a better opportunity comes along, most workers will say, "That's it, I'm out of here." Although these positions may be easier to obtain, the benefits do not outweigh the costs for some workers. The majority of jobs lie somewhere in between the two extremes. They're not the worst places to work, but they're not the best either. Employees, usually the top performers, end up quitting these types of jobs for a number of reasons, but oftentimes the underlying reasons involve respect and appreciation, or a lack thereof. According to a report by Forbes, people quit their bosses, not their jobs. And you're thinking of your boss right now. Go ahead. You hate that person, don't you? So these are the types of jobs that most people quit the most. The fifth most, trades, transportation, and utilities. Most jobs in this field are those in which workers use their hands. These workers work on automobiles, heating and air conditioning systems, and clothing, or with plants. These include transportation workers like truckers and freight haulers, and even taxi drivers. On average, workers in this industry are paid hourly wages of $21.45. They work an average of 34.7 hours per week. The next one, arts, entertainment, and recreation jobs. Uh-oh. Don't worry, I'm staying here. From actors to musicians to recreation attendants, there are a variety of workers who make up the arts and entertainment scene. These workers are paid $20.50 per hour on average, and they work an average of 28.4 hours per week. This industry is known for being a challenging one, and a stable career is hard to maintain. These are types of jobs that people are quitting the most. Third most, retail trade jobs. Making average hourly wages of $17.04 and working an average of 31.5 hours per week, retail trade jobs like store clerks, retail store managers, and customer service representatives can be equally good or bad. It really depends on the company and how much it values its employees and assets. Number two on the list, leisure and hospitality jobs. These workers, travel agents, concierges, is that how you pronounce that? Concierges? People that help rich people. There you go. Some hotel and resort workers, etc., earn average hourly wages of $14.08. They work an average of 26.3 hours per week. The number one type of job that people quit the most. What do you think? Food services and accommodation. We're all familiar with the stereotypical disgruntled fast food worker or waitress who up and quits because he or she is tired of being treated poorly by management and rude customers alike. Well, food service type jobs are the most quit type jobs as of late 2014. These workers earn average hourly wages of $13.21, that is, and they work 26.5 hours per week on average. Have you followed the story and several of the big cities started in New York, where fast food workers were demonstrating because they want a minimum wage of $15 per hour. I don't know how that industry can support that. Are we headed to a time where we will have a $9 Big Mac because we have $15 an hour fast food workers? It's a difficult question, because if you try to raise a family on $13.21 an hour, and no, it's not just high school kids that work there. Wake up, please. Go into one and take a look at what you have there. It's not all kids. It's a lot of adults. Try to raise your family on $13.21 an hour. Ain't gonna do it, folks. There are some deep problems when it comes to what people earn for honest work. No matter what these jobs are, it's honest work. And it's what these people do for a living. And sometimes, just doesn't provide much of a living. Stay with us. More to come. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalenge.
America Weekend.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. So we've watched television's The Last Man on Earth. Of course, that led us to wonder what life would be like for the last biker on Earth. Today on American Biker Minute.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Jeff Ryan from American Biker Minute, stranded all alone on a deserted island, the last biker on Earth. In the middle of this meager existence, you spot a speck on the horizon, which grows larger, turning out to be a boat captained by a lone, beautiful woman who provides smokes and whiskey, then peeling off what little clothing the girl has on, asks, "How long has it been since you had some real fun?" You pause for a moment and then yell, "Oh my God, did you bring a motorcycle?"
American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road on two wheels.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This monster of a middle linebacker was named to the 1990s All-Decade Team. He's a two-time Pro Bowler who finished his 10-year career with over 1,000 tackles. He was a rare combination of size and speed.
That 273-pound monster middle linebacker who runs like a gazelle.
So where is Levon Kirkland now? Levon returned to Clemson, his alma mater, and graduated in 2004 with a degree in sociology. 4 years later, he was inducted into the South Carolina Athletic Hall of Fame. And in 2011, Levon accepted the head coaching job at Shannon Forest Christian School in Greenville, South Carolina.
Linebacker blitz design, and Kirkland will have him at the 32-yard line.
Still plenty to tackle for Levon Kirkland. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Disable the cable with MyTV. With packages as low as $19.99 for four rooms, you can't go wrong. 888-759-MYTV.